Well, this is 88.3 FM, and it's from Texas Public Radio, live and local. Good Wednesday afternoon to you, with those little fluffy clouds all over the Texas sky. I just love it. And Barry Brake here, and I'm here with David Portillo. And one of the great things we like to do is get people who are making music in and around this place to come and talk about it. So good afternoon, David.
Thank you for having me, Barry. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And so now what's happening with this weekend is you're with a group called Youth Q,
yes,
which is a youth only choir organization, or
well,
what is it?
It brings together youth choirs from different communities and churches to have a festival atmosphere to sing in with a large group. So if you have a small choir, then you get the opportunity to sing accompanied by orchestra in some grand spaces. And this is all around the country, and then even internationally too.
Great. And the conductor of that, and really the director and impresario and he makes the coffee and vacuums too, I think,
yes.
It's Randy Edwards, who is one of those great magicians of music.
Yes.
I've heard his work before, and he pulls such great sounds out of those young kids. What an experience to have when you're in 10th or 11th grade. That's something you carry with you.
Yes, of course. I was a member of Youth Q when I was
growing
up in high school,
oh,
and I was so lucky to be able to be mentored by Randy.
Wow.
And I'm even more happy to call him a friend.
And
yeah.
Look at you now.
Hey,
see, that's a great success story. So the concert is called Look at the World.
Look at the World. It's the second version that was also performed 2 years ago, and it's going to be this Sunday at September 22nd at 6 p.m. at Trinity Baptist Church, and it is a concert full of sacred and secular music. There's a lot of classical, and then there's some new popular music. We have some poetry being read by Angelique Feaster-Evans, who is a Shreveport-based actress and activist. And then we have some pop music, original music by Walker Burrows, who was a 2019 American Idol finalist.
Now that's cool.
Super talented young guy. And we're really lucky to have this kind of variety of music that I think will connect to so many different audience members. And really, it's connecting to everybody who's involved in the process also. And it's being accompanied by these young players of the Baylor University Symphony Orchestra, which is a very exciting project to use young players who are so talented and so eager in this repertoire as well.
Now, I see, I played in the Baylor Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was next to last chair in the bass section of
Amazing.
The Baylor Symphony Orchestra.
Apparently, so. There are 8 bass players coming.
Hey,
so it's going to be a grand sound.
Well, all righty. You got to love it. And, of course, little old you, you're performing. And we've got something here that we're going to hear from you.
Okay.
That the piece that you're going to be doing, we'll have a little sneak preview of one of the things, is from Field of Regimon. This is one of the notorious.
It's a quintessential tenor aria.
Oh, my gosh. And it has something like 400 high Cs in a row.
it's 9 high Cs, yeah.
Nine high Cs.
But it feels like 400.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Because the average aria has one big one at the end.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
But this one.
Or a high B flat at the end.
Right. This one just keeps on trying to show off, yeah, for sure.
Well, let's listen to it right now, and we'll be hearing Alfredo Kraus delivering it. A little sneak preview of coming attractions for this coming weekend. Aria from La Fille de Regiment by Donizetti. It's no pressure, David. David Portillo is with me here in the studio. You'll be nailed. You could probably do that a couple of keys higher.
I wish.
Let's put in the key of E flat just
right.
For fun.
It's already hard enough. I don't think I'd want to do that many Cs.
David Portillo here with me performing this coming Sunday at Trinity Baptist Church at 6 p.m. It's part of the Youth Q thing. Their website is youthq.org, and that's where all the information about tickets and all that kind of stuff. Baylor University Symphony Orchestra, Sikkim Bears, my alma mater, they're playing there along with a large chorus. And if you are possibly put off by the idea of a student chorus,
right, it's
be put off no more.
Right,
they get a fantastic sound.
Yes, of course, led by Randy Edwards. It's really it's amazing the amount of work that they put into it, and it's also our own youth. You know, they're learning right alongside with some church choirs who are a part of this community chorus. We also have some alumni from my high school who are coming in, and you can see the generations. You can see also the, again, like I said, the hard work and determination that they're putting in. into this repertoire. It's going to be a really, really great concert.
Well, and that is what has kept classical music going all these years.
Yeah.
You could just draw a line from person to person to person to person. It's like a sourdough recipe.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps on coming down through the years in this wonderful little unending mentorship.
Connection of music. Yeah,
yeah, wonderful.
Great.
I'm so glad you're a part of that, David. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about this Misa Criolla.
Yes. So I was a part of the San Antonio, I was a part of a chorus here in town where I was the student conductor,
yeah.
And I was able to sing the solos with the Misa of the Misa Criolla by Ariel Ramirez, and it is a Creole mass. It is all the original Latin text in Spanish, it's sung in Spanish, and this piece definitely has the heartbeat of what it is that Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, and it has the wonderful texture of the choir behind it. With the text being sung by the tenor, and then the chorus comes in to help them. It's one of my favorite pieces of music that I've ever performed, and I get to do it again this weekend.
Putting a classic text into the, not only the language, but the musical style of the people that you're trying to reach.
Exactly.
So cool. Let's listen to the Kyrie performed by Robert de Cormier and the ensemble Counterpoint on KPAC. Well, if that didn't put chills down your spine,
yeah.
I don't know what would. That's the Kyrie from Misa Criolla by Ariel Ramirez. That's the Creole Mass.
Yes.
And David Portillo, you're here with me this afternoon. You guys are performing that this weekend.
Yes, this weekend at Trinity Baptist Church at 6 p.m. on Sunday the 22nd. And it's a concert entitled Look at the World, led by Youth Q, which is this organization that we've been talking about. It's incredible to see the amount of young people who are going to be involved in it. But then there's also a community chorus of all sorts of ages and generations from all different places. So I'm really honored and excited to be a part of this weekend. Yeah.
Wow, what a fantastic thing. And thank you so much for coming in
and
talking
pleasure.
To
thank
us.
You.
We're